The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, you in trouble.
Welcome back to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here with you today. We're here, it's this beautiful November 12th,
I was thinking.
And it's the day after 11-11, so it must mean something. We're going to have a really great conversation today with Heather Bellow. We're starting a new segment, The Eagle Water Beat. Heather Bellow takes on the water beat in Berkshire County and beyond on Berkshire water issues. We're here in the beautiful Berkshires, going all around the world, bringing you water consciousness. Super psyched to be with you. Got some music coming your way. Let's see what we got headed up for you. We got some poetry, got some quotes, got some news. Super psyched about that. And let's see what we got up for a little bit of music. We're going to start off with Florence and the Machine singing What the Water Gave Me.
Let the old years
no one informed you. I guess I should have warned you, it's all a contest. And you said they all wanted to hide you, but when they got deep inside you, it's a big mess. And you know me better now, and you see I'm in the middle. And you don't know why or how, but you sold me down your river. Save your water, woman, I won't drink out of your stream. Well, the shouts of a thousand disciples and the brass Winchester rifles brought the house down. And I know that it don't concern you, but life's got a way it can burn you. You lose the high ground. Know me better now, and you see I'm in the middle. And you don't know why or how, but you sold me down your river. And I'm just plain old sandwiched in between. So save your water, woman, I won't drink out of your stream. Man's daughter, your half-brother confessed. And you know me better now, and you see I'm in the middle. And you don't know why or how, but you sold me down your river. And I'm just plain old sandwiched in between. So save your water, woman, I won't drink out of your stream. Save your water, woman, I won't drink out of your stream.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We started off the show with What the Water Gave Me. That's a question we all want to ask ourselves, besides a shower, besides jumping into cold water. What else did the water give you? Maybe food. Florence and the Machine from the, what album is it? Ceremonial Deluxe Edition album. Right after that, we had Mud Crutch with some Tom Petty in there. Save Your Water from the Air American Treasure album. Super psyched to be with you today. We have a really great guest with us today, Heather Bellow. And Heather is a member of the investigations team with the Berkshire Eagle. She's joined the Eagle in 2017, and she's based in Southern Berkshire County Bureau in Great Barrington. And her work has been appearing all around the U.S. and perhaps around the world. She'll fill us in a few minutes on her work. She's done a lot of water work. So psyched about that. That there is a paper in the U.S. There is a media outlet that actually does some investigations into the water, what I call the Eagle Water Beat. Psyched to be here with you. We got a little bit of water news coming your way right now. And this is from the water blog at watercelebration.us. It's water environments and blue spaces. Could it be a mental health cure?
Since 2020, there has been a 25% spike in anxiety and depression worldwide. Data shows that water is an answer. The breakdown is clear. The breakdown of mental wellness and overall well-being is very clear. It breakdown shows as the spike in suicides, the increase in crime, and the meteoric rise drug addiction. As our communities, families, and workplaces are urgently dealing with the breakdown, can the answer to our crisis be as simple as water? Read on for more, Water as Medicine. With a mental health profession too often doling out pharmaceuticals to manage symptoms of mental illness, I think the answer can be much simpler. The answer could very well be easier than pharma. The answer is aqua, or better said, blue spaces, also known as water environments. There is a growing movement that is advocating to include blue spaces and water environments in the search for mental health, overall well-being and urban planning, not just for crisis management, but as the linchpin for lifelong mental wellness and overall well-being. Blue spaces and water environments. I'll explain it to you. Like me, you probably have had days that started with a long list of concerns and worries. Then you take a break by a river, a lake, or an ocean and all your worries go away. You have a new clarity, a new sense of power, and even some new solutions for the problems all brought to you by the environment that I call a blue space. Blue space ideas have been detailed and advocated by groups such as the Blue Health Project. They have studied and documented the mental health and well-being benefits of Adam's Ale environments in real life. Reinventing bonds to nature and the elixir of life. When us humans first evolved, some 2 million years ago, we lived in grasslands and forests, next to lakes and rivers. It wasn't until early in the 21st century that humans became a mostly urban dwelling animal. That's the rub. As urbanization increases, our access to blue spaces and H2O environments continues to dwindle. We must rebuild those connections. The loss of our human relationship with blue spaces has been linked to a spike of mental health disorders. A growing body of evidence indicates that human health, both mental and physical, is intrinsically linked to our interaction with water environments. We must reinvent those bonds. The Blue Space Research Study from the University of Exeter. There is more data too. A new research study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology proves the connection of H2O environments and mental health to be true. The Blue Space Study, based on data from 18 countries, concluded that adults with better mental health are more likely to report having spent time playing in and around coastal and inland waters, such as rivers, waterfalls, and lakes as children. Valeria Vitali, the lead author of the Blue Spaces study, said, in the context of an increasingly technological and industrialized world, it's important to understand how childhood nature experiences relate to well-being in later life. Our findings suggest that building familiarity and confidence in and around blue spaces during childhood may stimulate an inherent joy of nature and encourage people to seek out recreational nature experiences, with beneficial consequences for adult mental health. Plus, a new book published in 2022 titled Urban Blue Spaces, Planning and Design for Water, Health and Well-Being shows a new, H2O-centered approach to planning urban blue spaces that maximizes benefits to mental health and overall well-being. The book presents H2O-related solutions to promote sustainable habitats and resilient, mentally well humans. That is what is needed and wanted. If we can send a man to the moon, we can definitely make human well-being a top priority for all humans. Blue spaces and aqua environments can be just what the doctor and urban planners ordered. I'll complete this post with a BBC video below that details the mental health and well-being benefits of H2O environments and blue spaces, as it describes the important work of the Blue Health Project.
It's a little bit of water news brought to you by watercelebration.us, all about blue spaces. Super excited to share some of that with you. I wrote that piece, yours truly. And with that being said, is that something that we could regain our health by learning how to love our water more or be by it more intentionally, not like as a last resort? Got some more music coming your way, but first, we have this really great poem by William Butler Yeats, as read by Anthony Hopkins.
Now the actor Anthony Hopkins reading The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and bottles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
Baby. the nickel, save and dime. Work until the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times only by you.
Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, bringing you the water consciousness straight from the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Here in Pittsfield, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You heard, Pittsfield has water show. It's for real. We're keeping you wet right here. From number 4 Federico Drive to all around the world when you download the podcast. Or go to Spotify if you just want the cultural angle and love our water playlist, water songs, of which was also Linda Ronstadt, Blue by You. She was singing that on. Before that, we had Modest Mouse singing Float On. So H2O is a thing. We want to have that thing so we can actually enjoy that thing called H2O. Super psyched in the studio now. We have the one and only Heather Bello. But before I bring her on, we're doing a new segment called the Eagle Beat. Eagle Water Beat, that is. And found a sound of an eagle. Let's see if that works. Here's another one. None of them have them drinking water, but that's okay. We all know that eagles do hydrate. And welcome aboard, Heather. How are you?
Thank you so much for inviting me, Leslie.
You're very, 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 very welcome. Let's turn down the ocean behind us and see what's going on in that world of water that you're covering. You're an investigative reporter. Share a little bit about, with our water-loving listeners, your journalism. Like, what is it that you're up to?
Oh, so many things. All the time. So many different things.
So you're with but the, which media outlet are you
I'm,
with?
Okay, I'm with the Berkshire Eagle.
Okay, cool.
In Pittsfield. And I am based more in South County. And I do all kinds of different stories, mostly South County, but also investigations, different parts of the county.
Yeah, so you've been covering water issues. I've been noticing some of the things that you cover. Now, like, okay, let's say there, what's like the top, would you say, the three things that you're covering right now that have to do with water? And let's dive into each one. Which is like on top of your radar right now?
Well, there's really just one, and that's Housatonic Water Works. It, and
that deserves three on its very own. So what exactly are we talking about when you're covering Housatonic Water Works?
Well, it's an ongoing issue. It's been going on for what we believe is more than a decade, but it seems to have gotten worse in the last maybe 5 years or so. And the problem is water that is discolored in a range from sort of light tea color to coffee color. And some people have the problem worse than others, depending on, or maybe even not depending on, where they live in Housatonic. It seems to be quite random, although I think people are trying to get to the bottom of why some houses have the problem and some don't. And it happens mostly in the warm months when the manganese is released from the sediment in the Long Pond source. And the problem has just gotten worse, and people are complaining. And there are other issues, too. There are some disinfection byproducts.
Yeah, I remember seeing a story that you wrote about that.
Haloacetic acids, which right now, I believe, I haven't seen the latest report, those have gotten under control, meaning below the state regulator's threshold, you know, for health. Those seem to have dropped after a spike in 2021,
mm-hmm.
kept them up, and then they struggled to get them back down. And then the company installed a new treatment system to take care of that, or a new procedure. So that problem seems to be waning, although I don't know. I haven't seen the reports. But the water had turned so yellow and brown this last summer that it really alarmed everybody and also just made life difficult for a lot of people.
It's not like people are going down to the pond itself and getting untreated water and putting it through their pipes. That's not exactly the case.
Right.
So this stuff has some level of treatment prior to it going through the pipes, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an old system. I believe it's from, I think it's 1949.
Yeah.
It dates back.
Yeah.
And it's struggling to process and filter out the excessive manganese.
Yeah.
It can handle lower levels of manganese, but not these increasing levels, which the owner of the company says may be due to climate change. We don't know why this is increasing yet.
Okay. Okay. So that being said, mm-hmm. with this mm-hmm. Being said, mm-hmm. Have you looked into like the national underfunding of water treatment systems around the country? Because I think we are in this area, especially Housatonic and the customers of Housatonic Water Works, which happens to be in Great Barrington. The The idea here is that people are finally realizing that they might be, as a small village, $20, $30 million in the hole for deferred maintenance. What means is, like, deferred maintenance is simple. You know, we could go ahead and blame Housatonic Water Works, but how many of us run to the auto repair thing when the check engine light goes on? And then something else pops up, and then something else. So deferred is like just putting it off. So $20, $30 million, according to folks who are currently overlooking this at the select board of
engineers. Yeah.
And engineers.
An engineering report from the town. The town commissioned a report from an engineer, and they said, this was, I believe, in 2021. I don't know if I've got my year right, but they said, yeah, between 20 and 30 million in mostly pipe replacements.
Yeah.
So at the time, the pipes seemed to be the biggest concern. And we all thought, and perhaps maybe it was at the time just, you know, misinformation spreading, or maybe this is truly what everyone thought was the problem. We thought it was rusty pipes. We didn't know that it was manganese at the time.
It could, you know, unless you actually do the investigation and start to take apart and reinstall items that need reinstallation and re-engineering, you're not really going to know. It's that's part of the whole investigation. Now, when brought to the point of like, okay, this has been happening for, some say, 50 years, or, you know, more in the short term when it comes to halocetic acid, is more recent, but still, you know, an issue, because that stuff can raise the chances of all types of bladder cancer and cancers generally. It comes from, well, what does it come from?
Chlorine. It's sort of a imbalance in the disinfection process, and some scientists say that it hasn't. The effect on humans hasn't really been studied enough. So
yeah.
We don't have enough research, which is a problem because it is linked to cancer.
So here we are. We got a village, mm-hmm. got a village of several thousand residents. And then you have, you know, about just under 900 customers of Housatonic Water Works. Have you talked to the general local residents and see what are they saying?
Oh yeah, it depends who you are and where your house is and what kind of situation you've got. But you know, if you've got the yellow water, if you've got the brown water, you come home from a day of work and you want to take a shower and you turn that tap on, and it's spewing brown, and you have a family. You've got babies that need baths, and you want to be able to drink it, and you're buying water filters that are, you know, getting clogged up, you know, quickly, and you're spending a lot of money on water filters and buying lots of bottled water, and it's just disconcerting. Even if the regulators say it's safe, it's just a so-called nuisance, and I put that in quotes. It's very disconcerting to people.
Yeah.
to feel like they're drinking something that's brown, and even the owner of the waterworks understands that. He says.
Yeah. So, you know, we're here in studio at WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing in water consciousness straight from the Berkshires, the cultural capital of the Northeast or the world, maybe. And that's why we're doing it through a show methodology. So with that said, like, what there was recently, what, a health department order?
Yes.
And
yeah.
And what happened with that?
Well, the town officials, select board of health, have been getting a lot of complaints over the past few years. The the number of complaints has been increasing, and the Board of Health saw an opportunity. They realized that they could perhaps craft an order, a correction order, to solve some problems in the meantime, at least, while everybody waits for the green sand filtration system to be installed, which would be done supposedly by start of summer. And that would maybe take care of the manganese. It's considered a solution to that.
This is all the while people, customers, are paying money.
Paying for their water.
For their water, and they still can't use it. Okay, so this is still going on, and the wheels of justice moving ever slowly.
Yeah, it's in the courts. It's in two courts right now, because the town, when the Department of Public Utilities approved the rate case that would stretch over 5 years up to 90% of an increase in order to install the new filtration system and do other work to make these improvements to make it better.
Wow.
The town appealed that approval in the state's highest court, the Supreme Judicial Court. That's still pending there. So there's an appeal on the rate hike. And then you have this.
And you get to pay more for this discolored water with questionable testing.
At least for the time being. If that green sand filtration system works by next summer, then and the rate is now 18% higher than it was before that started in August, that first rate hike, then at least the water is going to be cleared up.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if it's going to work, but that's the idea.
Yeah.
And then going back to the Board of Health that you asked about, so their order, which would involve bottled water for all the residents per day, providing that, it would provide the Board of Health with, it would allow the Board of Health, I should say, to test at times and places of their choosing where they, the water, and try to get a read on it, because they don't trust, nobody's even trusting the regulators right
now. Yeah. You are part of the process of showing ourselves that our relationship to the upkeep of the source of most life, there are some places that don't need water, there actually are, but most life in human and other forms needs water. So, and our relationship to it sometimes is more like, what? Water? Ooh, what? So it's, with that said, I was there at the court. I was there during the first... Superior Court?
Yeah, in Berkshire Superior Court. Yep.
Yeah, so those of you who are listening from around the world, we're talking with Heather Bellow, who does the Berkshire Eagle media outlet, and she's doing the water beat, and we're talking about the Housatonic Waterworks issue, which touches on reinvesting into our water systems, our municipal water systems. In this case, a small one.
This case, privately owned.
Yeah, and privately owned. Yeah. And then we're also looking at being at the court case that I was at. I got where the judge was coming from. This judge was saying, and please correct me if you have a different interpretation, but the judge was saying, okay, you want to find these people, but what are you telling them to do? You're not being clear on what you want them to do, so it's arbitrary finding. Not like it is arbitrary finding. Obviously, they want clean water. But I thought a good comeback for the lawyer would have been, oh, I understand, Your Honor. We'll take a one-week break, come back with a new order that specifically states what we want them to do, so it's clear. And... that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
No.
And that's kind of like, from my perspective, if I was up there, that's a thought I had. Like, oh, my God, the judge doesn't understand. If the judge doesn't understand, can we expect that anyone else will?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people in that courtroom. The people that were in that courtroom were having a lot of thoughts about what was going on. So the judge basically said that he needed more evidence before he could, you know, approve something that would have such dramatic, I think he used the word dramatic consequences to the water company, because the water companies, their defense is that they, that this would break the company to have to supply bottled water to all the rest, all the customers.
But the company is already kind of broken. Especially if, let's say if you were FedEx, and they're right across the street from the station here. And let's say if you were FedEx and you didn't deliver any of your overnight packages overnight.
Yeah.
And if COVID didn't happen and they still honored that promise.
Yeah.
They would be out a lot of money, and for no non-apparent reason. The apparent reason is they didn't do what they said they were going to do. And there comes, you know, for most people, they kind of think, if I'm paying for water, I should get water. That's of a particular marketability for me and my cat and my dog and my kids and my and myself. So what's there? Does the is this now, this was, what's the current status
of
this?
So on Thursday, there's going to be a status conference in court with that judge to see what everybody want, what everybody's doing. And then we learned last week that the town is appealing the judge's injunction, approval of the injunction, granting of the injunction, I should say. So this is going to keep going. But the judge was saying, not only do I not understand what the legal basis here, not only do I not understand what's going on here, but he also said, more importantly, that that he didn't think that the Board of Health had legal standing.
That's a bit of a stretch. In my worldview, that, you know, it's how, you know, you're, as a reporter, there's a little bit of a being in the stands piece of it. You're observing what's happening. So if it was you, okay, and then tomorrow you get elected the head of the select board, and what would you do? What would you suggest?
What would I suggest? Well, the thing has to move through the courts, and I guess the, you know, the judge is going to decide. He may say that the Board of Health has to hold a evidentiary hearing. He sort of hinted at that.
That may be a blessing in disguise.
Maybe it'll turn it around.
Well, does the town currently have a consultant in that realm of testing, like a testing consultant?
I don't think so, and I know I've heard you suggest that might not be a bad idea.
I had on one of my guests early last year when East Palestine train derailment happened in East Palestine with Norfolk Southern, there was a testing group that came from, what is it? Kevin Welton from Purdue University. He actually was saying, you know, he went in as an independent tester with his team, several of them, actually some of his students, and they went in, they did some independent testing, so they actually had evidence that the folks at Norfolk Southern and the folks at the EPA were, at best, really fudging it, you know, if not maliciously lying. With that being said, how does a town, the select board may not be a scientist, like what does a town do? I mean, I could tell you what I would do as a sports dad, but that's a different story. I have a perspective on, you know, you play to win. So what about what should a town do?
I think it's just what's disappointing is that there can't be more testing just to figure out whether there is a real problem, that it isn't just we have nuisance levels of manganese and that everything's fine, but it would also be nice to just be able to know that everything is okay.
Have you called any of the state agencies? What do they have to say? You know, the DEP, this is people accessing water for a living.
Yeah.
So what are folks at DEP saying?
Yeah, DEP, they oversee every water system, and they oversee this one, and all the test results that the waterworks performs, the results from the test that it performs, the water sampling that it does, that all has to be approved by the DEP. And except for in July, when the waterworks did not report a test result that showed manganese levels to be above the health threshold. So the DEP cited them for that. And they have to now come up with a plan, which is already in the works because they are installing this green sand filtration system. But the DEP says as long as your water tests show, you know, that everything is under the health threshold, you're fine.
Of course. That, of course, has to be the truth, that their testing was perfect. Now, that being said, and since I'm not, you know, on video, I was winking on the inside. Now, the thing is, these agencies, according to some, one of which is a Kennedy, who has been part of the whole Riverkeeper water aspect, and we are reaching out to him to see if he'd come on the air, is that the agencies may have already been compromised.
Oh,
and so
are they captured? Is the agency captured?
I don't know. I mean, it's a smaller, it's state, you know, and if folks aren't getting access to water, it seems like the urgency is missing. And that there needs to be a way that the town and the folks in the town have access to ask questions and get second opinions and even first opinions.
Yeah, well, that would be ideal, is if there were some consultants, some engineers from Purdue or something like that to come in and give a second opinion on all of this. But, you know, the DEP, their standards, their regulations come down from the federal EPA. They're the state overseers of the EPA's regulations.
Okay.
And then that, by the way, is the reason why the judge said he doesn't think that the Board of Health had, he's not sure. He's not sure whether the Board of Health has legal standing. The Board of Health used a nuisance statute in state law to craft the order. That was the legal basis.
Wow.
But does that trump, using that word, trump, does that trump federal and state regulator safety thresholds, right? So they're the ones regulating the water. And that comes down from the federal, I think it's the Safe Drinking Water Act. And that's what the waterworks attorneys are arguing. You don't, you know, a local board can't
supersede that. Well,
that's,
yeah,
that's where we are now in court, basically.
That's kind of I don't know, you know, supersede, no, but holding it to account, yes, that's a different perspective. Holding it to account, because there are these already existing standards and there is no enforcement mechanism, and that's I would take that turn if I was the lawyer. Say, hey, listen, who's holding anybody to account here? It's us saying that these regulations want to be enforced, and if you're not going to force them, we will. And that might be an option. And we don't have much more time, another couple of minutes. But thanks for coming on, and
you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I think that an aging system like this is really, it's a travesty.
Yeah.
And it is, we have failing bridges, we have a lot of failing infrastructure, and this is just another one.
And the government is us, and we have to help ourselves if the government is us. So that being said, this is a real invitation for folks post-election, because it's November 12th. Election was last week. Post-election, it just lets you know that there's more work to do other than voting. So check in on your water systems locally where you are, and check in if you're in the Berkshire County area or you love Berkshire County, check out some of Heather Bellow's work in the Berkshire Eagle. How can they find out more about you?
You can just go to berkshireeagle.com and look, read the stories. Click on my name, you'll find the stories. But other press are writing about this too in other papers. So
yeah, and thanks again for joining us for the Eagle Water Beat with Heather Bellow. She'll be back in a couple of months, unless there's more like rock and water stuff happening right here. But never get surprised by stuff that happens in Massachusetts. Always in the middle of history. And here's that was the Eagle Water Beat. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We have a little bit of Disney coming up with Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hard 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the plate.
But go under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play, the flute, the cop play, the hop, the place play, the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play, the brass, the chub play, the tub, the flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play, the names on the strings, the chub, rocking on the blackfish, he sings his belt and his front, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea. got a jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the fuck here under the
The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bow, up and below my bully boy's bow.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down under a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore
he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. Hand to the side, her pinned and fought her
when she died down low. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will.